not only is slavery growing in the American South in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s in leaps and bounds. I mean, the American slave population doubled in 25 years between 1820 and the mid-1840s. By the 1850s, slaves became the single greatest economic asset in the entire American economy. It was the engine of wealth for the American South, and frankly, for a good deal of the American North, especially the banking system in New York and other cities. At that point, you had a nation growing in leaps and bounds, had a sense of its infinite boundlessness, but also a sense of great anxiety and great dread of what on earth are they going to do about this problem.
The figure who was to do most to tip America into crisis was the man who has also become Abraham Lincoln's political nemesis, Stephen A. Douglas. A Democrat from Lincoln's home state of Illinois introduced in 1854 a clause that would allow slavery to spread into the new western states of Kansas and Nebraska. To oppose this, a new political party was formed in the North, the Republicans, and Abraham Lincoln abandoned his legal career to join them.